Welcome to our continuing coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention here in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's being brought to you in part by our friends from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. Tara Newton is a freshman at Oklahoma State University, comes from the Kingfisher, Oklahoma FFA chapter, graduating from Kingfisher High this last May. And Tara has now presented for three times her prepared public speech that she won with at the State FFA Convention this last May in Oklahoma City. She presented in the preliminaries and the semis and now in the final four, the national finals here in the National FFA Convention. Did that in finals hall yesterday on Thursday morning. Waiting now for the results that'll be out on Friday night. Had the opportunity after that third presentation, her time with the judges in the front of the audience, we had a chance to sit down and talk with her about the speech and about her experiences here in Indianapolis. Tara, you've had a chance now to do your speech here on a national platform several times, including on the final stage. Tell me about this morning and how it felt, and knowing that this maybe was the last time you would give this speech, at least in a competitive environment.
It was definitely really nerve-wracking, Ron. I was nervous about it, and it was a little bit different because of the microphone and the big audience and everything, and so definitely stakes were higher, but at the same time, it's the same speech that I've given so many times before, so I just tried to keep my composure and give it my best shot. So,
tell me about the questions. What sort of questions were you getting, and how did you respond?
Well, I got a lot of questions that I had practiced in the past, so that was good. Several questions that were more technical than I had expected. Different questions about regulations of antibiotics. And I just tried to explain to them that we do have safe standards and safety practices for our food supply and try to really enhance agriculture's image overall. So
I know that you and I have talked about this subject that you were talking about, animal agriculture and the use of antibiotics. This is something that as you've researched it, you felt this was a very, very important issue to bring some light on.
Yes, I think this is a really important issue, especially with the new legislation coming out. And if this was to pass, it would really be a detriment to not only farmers in my area, but also all across our nation, because they wouldn't be able to produce as safe and healthy of animals, and consumers would see that increase in the grocery store prices. So I just think it's really important that people are aware that we are being safe with our practices right now. So
you're now at OSU, and you've pretty well kind of wound down the competitive side of your FFA career. What do you think that you've learned? What have you gained for yourself through these things like public speaking?
Number one would be confidence, definitely. I was a little bit more shy before FFA, but after all these experiences, 5 years of giving speeches, I've definitely come out of my shell, and I'm not afraid to tell people what I really think. And also just being an informed consumer definitely is going to be something that I'll take from this whenever I'm buying groceries for my family in the future and looking into career options. I want to do something that's going to help agriculture as a whole and help enhance our image and keep agriculture's voice on the good side. So
tell me about your you know, academic studies right now. What are your plans? What are you hoping to achieve at OSU?
Right now, I'm an ag business major with a marketing option, and that's a really interesting topic for me. I'm not exactly sure, like a lot of freshmen, what I want to do with my life at this point, but I'm excited to, you know, kind of see what the future holds for me. Maybe do something that involves educating children about agriculture would kind of combine my two interests and passions. So we'll see what the future holds.
A very bright and very articulate young lady from the Kingfisher FFA chapter, the national finalist in prepared public speaking here at the 2010 National FFA Convention, Tara Newton. Tara now waiting to see exactly how she did in the final four. Those results will be made available in the Friday night general session. Reporting from Indianapolis, I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com and the Blue Green Gazette.